Then his gaze slid away from me and fell upon the sleeping monster on our porch. His eyebrows shot up. Good honk, it's Bruiser. Is that what you dogs were barking about? Oh, brother. Just then, Bruiser woke up and raised his head. He looked straight into Slim's eyes. Rottweilers do that, you know. They have a way of staring directly at someone and showing not one hint of fear. They just stare, and you don't have any idea what's going through their minds. That must have unnerved old Slim, because he backed into the house. And when he returned a moment later, he was armed with a catch rope. I felt an impulse to stand up and cheer, but I didn't, because I knew that we were about to enter into a very dangerous moment. Let's see if I can describe it. From where I was sitting, it appeared that Slim had chosen the rope as his weapon of choice. See, a cowboy's rope can be either a catching device or a pretty good substitute for a club, depending on the situation. I'd seen Slim kill big rattlesnakes with his rope. Pull the loop down to a knot, swing the knot around on 6 feet of rope, and then whack! You could crush a rattlesnake's head with one shot. Without taking his eyes off of Bruiser, he built a small loop and took a step in Bruiser's direction. Bruiser's eyes never moved or wavered. Slim started talking in a voice that was soft but firm. Now, Bruiser, you've lost your way in the world, and I mean you no harm. I'm gonna ease this loop around your neck so's you'll be around when Joe McCall gets here to pick you up. It's for your own good, and nobody's gonna hurt you. Unless you decide to play King Kong again, and then, son, the fur will fly. Yours. Slim took another step. Bruiser didn't flinch or move or show any emotion at all. Their eyes were locked together. Drover woke up, saw the scene unfolding, and covered his eyes with his paws. Slim took another step. Bruiser stared. The tension grew and grew. I could hardly stand to watch it. I had a feeling that something terrible was about to happen, and this is getting too scary. I don't think we'd better go on.